Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archdot Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Christopher. How are you doing, CJ?
Hi, Christopher. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm calling about this thing I got in the mail for 1,000 megabytes for $6.99 or $69.99.
Okay. We're offering that if you sign up for the auto pay with paperless billing. Yes. That would be for the 1 gig.
Yes. And that wouldn't be a problem at all. My only question is it in my area right now?
Yeah, I can definitely take a look at that. What is your service address, okay, Chris?
It's 81 Green Street, Kingston.
Is it G-R-E-E-N or G-R-E-E-N-E?
G-R-E-E-N.
Okay, perfect. And just bear with me as I pull it up. Got it. So it's showing that our in-service date would be for the 25th of October, around that time. We can go ahead and get you all set up and everything, and then when we get closer to that date, we'll be able to call you for scheduling if you'd be okay with that.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get this started then. All right, and so you stated you wanted the 1 gig for the $69.99, right?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately how large is your home, if you don't mind me asking, in square footage?
Square footage? Probably, yeah. I live in an apartment.
Oh, okay. So then relatively small, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. No, because we have, like, older homes that are sometimes large, and depending on how large your home is, and also the building materials, sometimes the Wi-Fi signal gets blocked by certain building materials. So we do offer Wi-Fi extenders. So that's why I ask.
No, I won't need any of that. Everything's in one room.
Okay, perfect. And then you weren't looking for phone service, were you?
No, I have my cell phone.
Okay, perfect. I mean, we do offer it for $24.99 a month, but I know most of us just use our cell phones nowadays.
Yes.
And okay, so you are in an apartment, so you rent the property, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Do you happen to have the property owner's name?
Yes, his name is Ben Sheridan or Shelton.
Shelton, okay. That's S-H-E-L-T-N. L-T-O-N.
Yes.
Sorry, I can't speak today. Okay. And do you happen to have his phone number by chance, please?
No, I do not.
We are going to need that because we do have to reach out to them for permission.
Permission for what?
For the pre-installation work. So when it comes to any kind of like apartments or even when it comes to the HOA, we do need their verbal okay to allow us into the building to go ahead and do the pre-installation work.
Well, I mean, like, you're not going to be really coming into the building. It's just into my apartment. I have my own entry.
Oh, okay. So you have your own entry. Well, still, even with that, we still need the property owner's permission for us to do the pre-installation work on the outside on the property.
Okay. Even if everybody else already has been here and demolished the outside with wires?
Has Archdot
really
already been to the property?
No. Spectrum has.
Spectrum's
here for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, but we still legally need their permission for the okay for us to come out and work on the property. Because we have to run fiber lines. They're not the same as the coaxial.
Got you. Okay, hold on. Let me put you on speakerphone here for a second.
I do appreciate it.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, here, I'll look for his phone number real quick. Let see here. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. Don't worry.
Okay, all right. His number is 546 342
3162. Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much
for that. Okay. And you would have to ask permission for apartment 81B1.
Okay. 81B1?
Yeah, or apartment one. They call it apartment one because it's the first apartment on this side. But it's a basement apartment. That's why they call it
okay.
B1. But the through bottom, you like, if you're going to use the same thing that Spectrum uses, it's apartment one.
Okay.
They don't recognize B1.
All right, so let me go ahead and... Okay. So I will have to put that in the notes because it's not letting me put down the, what's it called, the apartment number. Right this second.
Okay.
So I will be sure to put that in there. All right. And currently the utility wires are feeding the building. Are they through the air or under the ground? Do you know?
They're on the side of the house. They're exposed.
And so they're overhead, like when they're coming from the pole, are they overhead or are they like underground and then they come up?
No, they're over. They come over the street.
Okay.
To the building.
All right. And then your building address is the same as the service address, right?
Is the who?
The billing address is the same as your residential address?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 81 Green Street, apartment 1, B1.
All right. And Christopher, is it the typical spelling of your name, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your last name, please?
I'll spell it for you. It's Y-A-M-A-W-A-K-I.
Perfect. And how would I say that just so I don't pronounce it wrong?
Yamawaki.
Okay. Okay, so the typical spelling that I was, the pronunciation I was thinking. Awesome. And for your account, what email would you like to use?
It's the word country.
Okay.
11051976. @gmail.com.
Perfect. All right, so it's country 1105-1976 @gmail.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. This will also be your username for when you log into the online portal.
Okay.
Just so that you're aware. What is the best phone number for you that you'd like on the account, please?
845-430-2135.
Perfect. And did you want to add a secondary phone number to the account?
No.
Okay.
I only have one phone.
All right. And how would you like us to contact you? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Contact me for...
So, like, for example, if we need to verify your appointment or if we need to reach out for you. Okay.
As long as it's not, like, spam stuff, like advertising.
No, no. As far as phone opt-ins go, it's you may receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded from us and our agents. And then phone number that you provided, what that is basically it's, hey, you've got an upcoming appointment coming up. Or if we need to reach out to you, it would be one of us being like, hey, we ran into an issue or we noticed that you submitted a request online. We're reaching back out.
Yeah.
If we can't get a hold of you, we typically leave a voicemail with our phone number to call us back. So I just wanted to make you aware of that.
You can use the phone for that.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. And then as part of our order process, we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. It doesn't tell us anything about your credit whatsoever. It just lets us know whether a deposit is required. It also helps us validate that you are who you say you are.
Okay. What do you need from me?
If you agree to the credit check, I will need that in a moment.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and get to that part. And it just takes me a couple moments. I do apologize. All right. And now I'm ready for your social. Whenever you're able to provide it, I only need it once. I immediately submit it, and it tells me whether a deposit is required or not.
Okay. 133. 727587.
Perfect. Submitting that now.
Better not be no deposit. No credit.
Yep. Nope. You're perfect. No deposit required.
Okay.
Yeah, I completely understand. But I also know there are some people who also put the the freeze on their credit.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can lead to an issue.
Got you.
And then for the $10 discount to make it the $69.99, did you want to sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing?
We can do that. Okay. But is it going to charge now or is it going to charge after install?
After install. So your billing cycle doesn't start until the date of installation. And since we don't have a date of installation at this time, since your in-service date is closer to the 25th of October, that will not be charging you anytime soon.
Okay. But yeah, credit card's fine.
So if we do it by credit or debit card, it would be only giving you a $5 discount. If we do it with a checking account, that's where you get the full $69.99.
Well, it comes out of a checking account. How would you auto pay with a check?
So with checking account number and routing number, ACH.
Oh, so you can directly take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It also makes it easier on you, and it also prevents, you know, the credit card companies from having to process all that information.
Hold on. Let me open up my trusty dubsy app here.
Yeah, I do the same thing with my banking app.
Let's see here. Checking. No, we want to go to account info the account. Well, hold on a second. Which one is this one for? Oh, wait, no. Okay, the routing number?
Yes.
1031001951.
Okay, and that's for Stride, right?
Excuse me?
Is that for Stride?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then whenever you're ready for the account number.
It's 689 110-252-368.
Perfect. And it is your name on the account, right?
Yes, it is.
And you did say it was checking?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those mobile banking things, Chime.
Yeah, I actually used to do one called Ugami, which was really cool, and then they shut it down. I was really upset. I was very upset about it. Because they had a direct, like, shopping experience within the banking app to use your points for Best Buy purchases, which was really, really cool.
Oh.
And then I guess they just didn't have enough people, and they just shut it all down, and I was very upset. And then do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. And then I know you said you received a mail from us with regards to the promotion that we're currently offering, but is there anything that our installers should be aware of on the property other than the fact that you have your own entrance?
Not that I'm aware of. Like, there's no dogs or anything. There's no...
Okay.
You got to come down the back steps.
Okay. That's actually very good information.
And I'll come beat
them. So I'm going to put down that you have your own entrance on the back steps. Apartment is a basement apartment. And it is number B1, right?
Yeah. Well, number 1, B1. Its actual mailing address is 1.
Okay. So it would be 81 Green Street, apartment 1, right?
Yes. But my mailing address is different.
Okay.
That makes, I don't.
So, what would the mailing address be?
It's a P.O. box.
Okay. What number?
4404.
Okay.
Kingston, New York. 12402.
Perfect. Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to ask if it was 401 or 402, because there's two, there's the one over at the mall.
Yeah, there's two post offices.
Yeah. And they have post office boxes
like
at the mall.
Three or four.
There is, yeah. So there's like a whole bunch.
Well, isn't the mall considered Lake Katrine, or no?
So, no, actually, it's considered, so 1360 Ulter Avenue is considered Kingston. Lake Katrine is when you cross over 199.
Got you.
Yeah, so once you get to, what's it called? Not Ruggie's. What's the name of that Chevy
Adams?
Dealership? Yeah, like right by Adams and the Chevy dealer.
Yeah.
That right there is considered Lake Katrine.
Okay.
But otherwise, right there on Ulster Avenue, it's still considered Kingston. Yeah, it's crazy. It's interesting. Sorry. But, I used to work at the Best Buy there before they closed.
Okay.
We were considered Kingston.
Got you.
So, that was always fun. Those were the days, though. We had a great store.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. I think they shut down shortly after COVID or in the middle of COVID. Yeah.
That makes sense. A lot of things shut down.
Well, the issue was...
The mall is still standing.
I know, considering how many issues they have with that place. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
The biggest issue that we had when I worked there was they refused to repair the roof. So we'd get leaks. Anytime it was torrential downpour or anytime the snow was melting, forget about it. We had buckets out. And then we went to look for a new place, but nothing was like matching up to the standards of the corporate company. So they made the decision to actually shut it down. Yeah. Sad day.
Yes.
Considering we were top in our district. So, I mean, yeah, I
actually miss Best Buy, actually.
I know. Now I have to go to Poughkeepsie. Now it's either Albany or Poughkeepsie. Right? But yeah, no, I mean, it's just, it was so convenient just being right there in Kingston.
Yeah.
So other than the address that we've updated and letting, you know, the techs know where the entrance is there anything else that you might have, like, questions or comments for the techs?
No, I mean, like, it's pretty routine. You know, they come in, they run wires, they put a thing in a wall, and poof.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I mean, it's not like we're going to be drilling into buildings or anything like that. We're going to follow where Spectrum was. It's just
I put my own wire in.
Oh, well, then that works.
It's kind of different. Spectrum didn't they wanted to charge me to move my internet from my previous place to this place, and I was like, why?
Oh, wow.
It's like, oh, we got the technician has to, you know, make sure this and that. I'm like, okay, fine. I don't need that for an extra $65. Thank you. I'll run my own.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the good thing is that we're going to be running it because it's all fiber. It's not coaxial.
Yeah, so he would have to actually run. He'd probably have to drill through brick.
Okay. I'll definitely make a note of that. But, I mean... Yeah. Typically,
he could drill through the windowsill. Well, there is no was. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there is no was. What I have now comes from the Spectrum mobile. There's the Spectrum box on the outside of the apartment.
Okay.
I got a wire coming from there, going down through the basement window, across the basement, and into my closet.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So that's, yeah. All right. So yeah, we'll definitely also need the property manager's okay for us to do any drilling at that point, if that's the case. But we'll handle all of that.
Yeah. Actually, the property manager is different from the property owner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The property owner doesn't live around here. There's a guy that actually looks after the building.
Okay. Do you have his information as well?
Yeah.
Just in case we can't get a hold of Ben, we'll reach out to the property manager that actually manages the building.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be
his
great.
His first name
if you
is
have it.
Willie.
Willie? Like W-I-L-I-E?
Yeah,
W-I-L-L-I-E.
Yeah, Willie. Last name is Montgomery.
Okay. And ready for this phone number whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I got to put you back on
speaker. No worries.
All right, option. Let's see here. Can I get to him without hanging up on you?
Well, if you're using an iPhone, you just swipe straight up. I'm an iPhone user,
that?
But I was saying if you use iPhone, you just swipe straight up from the bottom. Otherwise, if it's Android, you should be able to do the same.
No, it's not one of those. It's one of those old people phones that have trouble seeing.
Oh, no worries.
All right. Let's see. Options. Let's add a call. If it calls him and he picks up.
Yeah, I can ask him for all the permissions, yeah.
Oh, okay, hold on. Contacts. Scroll down. Most likely he's going to answer.
Okay. Yeah, if we can get the verbal permission, then that'd be even better. That way that's one less step that we'd have to worry about. We would still need his number on file, though. just in case we need to reach out to him.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right. He's in a bad reception area.
No worries.
He answered the phone, but and my phone is stupid. It doesn't.
Wait, is he calling?
Oh, he's on Social Security.
Oh, okay, no worries. But yeah, if you have his number, then that would be great just for us to have on file.
Yeah, let me. See, my phone is stupid. It won't let me see the number. It'll only search. I was trying to whisper. Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I can't even see this stupid number.
That's okay. If you want to give us a call back with it, we can also do that. I already have the property owner's number on file. So, I mean, worst case, what we can do is we could just have you call us whenever you have a chance to provide us with the number, or you can give our number over to Willie and have him give us a call too. Whichever is easier.
I don't know which is easier. That's the problem.
Yeah. It's add call, hold call.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to try to write his number down real quick while I call him.
Okay.
Let me get a pen here real quick. All right, so give me a second.
Yeah, go for it. Take your time.
All right. More. Hello, CJ?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Willie, you there? Willie.
I just made the pass.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, there you are.
Yeah. Perfect. It might have taken an extra minute to bring him in.
So like I was explaining, I'm in the process of trying to get the fiber optic internet installed, and they just need the property manager's permission to install it once it's in the area.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so oftentimes what we tend to do is we tend to micro trench.
They can absolutely install any kind of internet or cable services that they need to.
Now, from what I understand from what Christopher was saying.
You there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
CJ.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
What happened?
Are you able to hear me? I hope you can hear me.
Is my phone just retarded?
Well, I don't hear anything either. If you want,
hopefully
you
can hear me. Checking 1-2.
You hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I don't know what's up. She just said hi to you, and now she didn't.
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, well, just
give all right, yeah. Okay. Sorry about interrupting your afternoon.
No.
If you can hear me, I'm able to hear both of you.
I'm trying to get Mackenzie's Social Security card.
Oh, okay, got you.
Are y'all able to hear me?
I was trying not to talk too loud in the building.
Yeah.
So I just stepped outside real quick.
All right.
So I'm still here.
Yeah, I'll give him your phone number.
All right.
I'm still here.
All right, man.
How are you feeling?
Feeling, if that means anything.
Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, I'll give. Well, it's I'm not the same every day.
Gotcha.
But
Chris, can you hear me?
All right.
I'll give you when I get out of here.
All right, no problem.
All right,
later. Hello?
Can you hear me? I'm able to hear you if you can hear me.